This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, this is David, VK5KC, on behalf of the organising committee for the WIA AGM to be held in Handorf over the weekend of May 19th to the 21st. Just over 2 months to go now. Currently, we have over 150 people registered to attend the various sessions. The Partners Tour is three-quarters fully subscribed, so there's still room for booking for the Partners Tour. Friday night, we have a social evening. Saturday evening, we have a gala dinner. And Sunday evening, we have a barbecue at the Handorf Football Club. Saturday afternoon will be full of technical presentations. And Sunday afternoon will be a demonstration of some of those presentations. Sunday morning is also an optional tour to the Birdwood Motor Museum. You don't need to be a WIA member to attend, but please register through the WIA website. So consider booking soon so we can finalise numbers for all the venues. It's the weekend, May 19th to the 21st, at Handorf in the Adelaide Hills for the WIA AGM and technical presentations. Thanks for listening. This is David, VK5KC, on behalf of the organising group.
And news from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. Cole, VK58CF here with another weekly update from the South East Radio Group. How did you get on in the John Moyle Field Day? The Surge entered the 6-hour multi-operator section using the VHF, UHF and microwave bands, with Colin, VK5DK, Trevor, VK5NC and Gary, VK5JR at the controls. It is likely that they scored well. Unfortunately, we did not field an HF station this year. We need to try and get a bit more organised for future field days, as we did not have a suitable HF antenna ready in time. I look forward to hearing the results and seeing how our small but talented team got on. We are getting on with our projects for the year, fitting them in between other commitments where and when we can. Next Sunday will be the Port Macdonald Hill Climb, for example. We still have frames for the gazebos to build and some flowerpot antennas for the hill climb need to be constructed. A few of us were fortunate to catch up with some travelling amateurs last Saturday when they dropped in on our weekly informal lunch at a local hotel. Terry, VK4LX, and Errol, VK2EGC, were well worth listening to, and a great lunch ensued. Well spotted by Andrew, VK5MAS, who heard one of these two gentlemen on 40 metres, and, on hearing that they were staying in Mount Gambier, invited them along to our lunch gathering. If you are in our district, put out a call on our repeater system and let us know that you are here, as we would love to catch up. Hopefully, Terry and Errol enjoyed the lunch as much as we did. Time is running out for you to cast your vote in the WI election, so post it off now. Your proxy vote for the AGM needs to count as well, if you will not be attending, so find someone you trust who is prepared to act on your behalf and get your proxy vote emailed off too. That's my effort for this week, so you know what happens next, don't you? The members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Have you booked your table for the buy and sell yet? If not, get in quickly and email Barry, VK5KBJ, secretary at skark.org.au. Tables are $10 payable on the day, with set up at 8:30 a.m. If you're looking for a bargain, entry is $5 and includes a door prize ticket. Doors open at 10 a.m, so plenty of time for breakfast and travel to the venue at Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. Look forward to seeing you there on the 9th of April. Work on the shed workshop is progressing, and shortly it will be a great facility for members to work on projects or repair club equipment. As you listen to this, several members will be doing their best to complete logs for the John Moore Field Days. We wish them many contacts and good luck. Next Saturday, the club will be cooking up a storm at Seaford Bunnings with a sausage sizzle. If you're down that way, drop in and say hello. Until next time, 73 from Skark.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, this month has five Fridays in it, so as is our custom, the next fifth Friday night dinner is on again, and this month it will be on Friday the 31st of March, and I'll have all the details for you in next week's broadcast. So stay tuned for the next fifth Friday night dinner details. Also, don't forget that there will be no general meeting of the North East Radio Club in April, as the usual meeting night will be on Good Friday, so we can all have the night off. Also, just a reminder that the North East Radio Club operates two repeaters in the Adelaide area. The one on 2 metres, the frequency is 146.850, and the 70-centimetre repeater, the frequency is on 439.875 MHz. So if you're getting around town and you want to get contact with a few people, try the North East Radio Club repeaters. They've got good coverage in the Adelaide area. And next Friday night's meeting will be a tech night. It'll be on Friday the 24th of March. And this will be a presentation by Brian, VK5VI, on VHF propagation. Now this should be a good follow-up talk to last Friday night's AREG meeting, which was a very informative lecture on ionospheric prediction and space weather. So everyone is invited to come along and join the North East Radio Club members at this technical meeting. Whether you're just new to radio and electronics or you're interested in this subject matter. The meetings are held at the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent, Modbury, and the meeting hall opens at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. So there's plenty of parking around, and tea, coffee and soft drinks are available. I hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week's broadcast. 73 is and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning all, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. By the time this broadcast goes to air, the John Moyle Field Day will have almost run its course for 2017, and I trust those of you who participated enjoyed the contest and will do it all again next year. This year, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society had planned a safari to Wambaroo, but due to the forecast high temperatures this weekend, that had to be cancelled. Some have told me the real reason was the Wambaroo Hilton does not provide room service. John, VK5EMI, saved the day by organising the event at the Ahard Shack. Thanks, John, and I trust all went well. Monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Everyone's welcome, Ahard's members and friends. You don't have to be a licensed amateur to attend. Presentation at the March meeting was by Joe, VK5WU, and the talk was entitled Fishing for DX. The presentation was excellent, and Joe has put a lot of effort into this fun and interesting PowerPoint presentation. Thanks again, Joe, and good to have you as a new member of AHARS. The April meeting on the 20th will be the annual members buy and sell. Rummage around your shack and shed and see what is just taking up space, collecting dust and spiders. May the 18th, Gerard, VK5ZQV, will tell us about his visit to the Friedrichshafen Ham Radio Convention held each year. He will tell us about the technical sessions and the trade sale stalls. We'll show us some of the sites around the city and surrounding area. This is the night before the start of the WIA AGM and convention. Have you registered? And if you're a WIA member, have you voted for the new WIA committee? Time has almost run out to post your voting papers. The Ahard Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. The shack is open on the second Saturday of every month for a social morning. Admission is via a gold coin donation with tea and coffee provided. Discussions and presentations this morning are wide-ranging. I'm sure you will learn something every time you attend. The first technical session on the 25th of March at the Shack will be entitled CAD for Amateur Radio. It will be presented by Brian, VK5VI, and myself, VK5SRP. Packages presented will include A9 CAD, an excellent free drawing application, a matrix layout drawing program that makes laying out matrix board easy, sprint layout for PCB design, and KiCad Ashima, a circuit diagram drawing package, if I have time to cover that as well. I'm negotiating to see if we can have a visit to FabLab as one of our technical sessions on the fourth Saturday morning. We have cancelled the fourth Saturday technical session at the Shack on the 22nd of April because it's on the same day as the Northeast Radio Club annual buy and sell, and I know you won't want to miss out on the bargains on offer. Another regular event is the luncheon at the Blackwood RSL Brighton Parade Blackwood. These are held on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. No need to book and be there by 11:45 for a 12 noon start. If you miss out on this on-air broadcast, you can always go to the Northeast Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file to listen to it later. northeastradioclub.org.au. Northeast Radio Club's all one word. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or corner me at a general meeting or Shack morning. Must head to the Shack now to see how the John Moyle Field Day is going.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.